All right, in today's birthday scam, I'm going to call this woman. This is from her coworkers. She cuts hair, and I'm going to be a guy that has been in there, and now I'm calling her back to get an appointment, even though it's a walk-in hair salon.
You don't need an appointment.
I don't need one, but I particularly want her.
PG-13 because of the shocking conclusion. She tries so hard to be professional with this weirdo.
This is Tina. How can I help you?
Hi, Tina. This is Dave. I'm a customer of yours. You cut my hair about 3 weeks ago.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm just calling to see about coming in and get my hair cut again.
Just come in any day of the week, and there will be somebody here that can help you out.
I prefer if I could have you cut my hair because you did such a great job with it.
Oh,
that's... I've been to other people, and this is the best haircut I've had in a long time.
Oh, that's so nice.
I have a tough cowlick.
Oh.
Nobody cut my cowlick like you did.
Thank you. But there's plenty of other hairstylists that can help you. And
but you're there most of the time, right?
I am here.
What days?
You know, it varies every week.
I couldn't help but notice that you don't have a wedding ring on.
Let's just stick to the haircut.
It's just you're very attractive, and I don't know. I just kind of
thank you.
When you cut my hair, I just got kind of like this vibe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was misreading it, but I just caught. I don't know that maybe there was a little spark there.
You know, let's do this. I got to get back to work, so why don't you just come in anytime that you are available, and you have
whoa.
Great
hey,
day,
hello?
Dave. Yep. Bye, Dave. This is Tina. How can I help you?
Hey, Tina. I think we got disconnected. This is Dave.
Dave, we're really busy right now, and I really got to get back to work. So if you want to come in for a haircut, you're more than welcome to.
When I come in for the haircut, though, I can still get the neck massage, right?
Yes, that is the service that we do provide, yes.
Because you that was like the best massage ever.
Great. Well, all the stylists here provide that service.
You pressed up against me with your boob. That could not have been an accident.
What?
Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But here's
what are you talking about?
What I'd like for my next haircut. Not just my haircut. I want everything cut. I'm talking back, sack, and crack.
Okay. Well, you know, that's not something that we do here. All right? You can find another place to get your haircut.
Are you having a birthday?
Oh, my God!
This is Dean and Raj.
You guys, what? Oh my God.
Your friends asked us to call you and wish you a happy birthday. It's the birthday scam.
All right.
How about just the back and crack, not the sack?
Oh, shut up.
No?
Oh my God.
You have a very happy birthday, okay?
Thank you, guys. That was you. You got me. Very good. Thank you very much, you guys.
It's going to be a hard decision today for Dumbass of the Day. Susie had the story of the guy who brought a weed whacker to a machete fight, and the machete won, and
yes.
The guy got his thumb chopped off. Raj has the
baseball player that, but this happens often, who slammed his fist into a wall in frustration and is now out 6 weeks after surgery.
Happened here once years ago. Remember, it was
the guy hit the phone.
Yeah, he was upset and he hit the phone in the dugout. Was that Manny or Marty?
No, it was a Braves pitcher. It was the Braves. He's now
a super hothead guy.
Yeah.
Remember? So frustration. Tom Petty did that. Remember, in the recording studio, he famously punched the wall.
Punch a wall. You know, the wall usually wins.
Broke his hand.
You know, maybe if you're doing some sheetrock where there isn't a stud.
You could go through it.
You could survive it.
Yeah.
But any other solid wall, you're going to lose. It hurts to hit someone in the face. Have you ever been in a fight? It hurts.
Yeah. You know, I went in my son's room a few years ago. I don't know. He was like 18 or something. And there was a clear fist dent in the drywall in the wall.
Just a dent.
It broke it a little bit.
Yeah.
But you could clearly see the knuckle outline.
Right.
I said, did you hit the wall here? He's no.
No. Uh-huh. No, what are you talking about?
I said, bring your fist over here.
Oh. We're going to measure.
And it's bloody. His knuckles are all swollen.
And now we have another candidate. Now, this is a little hard to listen to, but there's a video of a guy. Looks like they're in like a a gun store or a shooting range, because there's targets up on the wall, you know, when you go in to shoot at one of the places, and that you can choose your target. And
I will say this.
I don't know if he's an employee or not. But.
This is not sourced. There's no story to this. It's just a video that's on YouTube. So yeah. I always take that with a grain of salt, but it looks real.
And it sounds brutal. He shoves a gun down the front of his pants, like in some movie, walks over, bends over, and the gun goes off.
And he shoots himself in the crotch.
In the junk. We don't know exactly where. Now he's undoing his pants, pulling the gun out. And then a female employee comes over, like, with bandages and asks him where he's hit.
Call 911 right now.
Michael, call 911.
Call 911.
Where are you shot? Talk to me.
I don't know.
Well,
he's still standing.
Couldn't have been too bad. He'd know if he got shot in his penis. I'm telling you right now. That's something you would know.
Yeah.
It says the bullet penetrated his groin in a through and through wound.
Oh, wow. Did you find the story on it?
Yeah.
Where? What are the details of it?
He's lucky.
Yeah, it says that he's in stable condition.
Stable but stupid condition.
Stable but dumbass.
But he talks like this.
So, I don't know today. I guess that guy, right?
Wow. It's going to be hard to beat him.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how it progresses through the morning. By the end of the show, we'll pick the dumbass of the day. Whoever they are, they're going to go into a...
hopper.
Into the finals on Friday with the lady who went berserk at the fitness center. That's great audio. And then the... guy who stole a lady's car. Later, she was driving around in the rental she had to get, and she saw it, the stolen car, and she stole it back. Then the guy came out and stole the rental. So
that's hard to follow.
And now the
guy just shot himself in the crotch.
Yeah. We'll see how that all plays out. It's It's the Eagle, Dean and Rod Show. Chance of rain today, 84 for the high. Shout out song of the day coming up in just a minute. Song you request through your Eagle app.
Burning ring of fire. You can jump into the fire.
This is our fire montage.
I was trying to figure out the theme.
This was the first montage we put together. You remember that?
I didn't realize that. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. This is before Engineer Andy kidnapped the bit.
Well, we got bored with it, frankly. And
yeah, we dropped the ball.
He picked it up. This is one of my favorites, though. And it fits the trivia question that we just threw out a moment ago. Let's bring in our first player here. Carl's on the line. How are you, Carl?
I'm all right.
What are you up to, Carl? Where are you headed?
I'm coming from Conroe, going to Channel View to work.
All right.
What field are you in? The energy sector?
Transportation mechanic.
Ah, all right, perfect. All right,
very good. Well, let's see if you can figure out. I think it's pretty logical. You should be able to get this.
On what day of the year are the most fires reported?
On New Year's and 4th of July.
No, we need
pick
to pick
one,
sir.
Oh, 4th of July.
Is correct. It is the 4th of July. The most fires occur on that day for, I would say, obvious reasons.
Yeah, that's a lot of fireworks, and people have no idea what they're doing with fireworks.
They say over through that, you know, phase right around 4th of July, 200 people a day go to the emergency room with firework-related injuries.
Yeah, that's just injuries, not just fires.
Natural selection.
What? That's, I always think that.
Carl, that's very cruel of you, sir. All right.
I can see why you're a listener. All right, so, and this is a perfect tie-in, since you were correct. We're going to get you the tickets to the Citgo Freedom Over Texas, the 4th of July celebration happening downtown at Eleanor Tinsley and Sam Houston Park. That's going to be on the 4th, obviously. No fires should happen there, but a great fireworks show and live music and the whole deal.
That'll work.
Thank you, Carl. Please hold. We'll get your information.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Pirates pitcher Stephen Brault sang the national anthem before his game against the Brewers. Brault majored in music while playing baseball at Regis University. And we can't play the whole anthem, Dean, so let's just cut to the hard part.
And the rock Look, it's red there. The bomb's bursting in air. Yay, prove through the night that our flag was still there.
All right, a little pitchy, but that's what he does. He pitches. Plus, since his ERA is near 5, he might need a backup career. That's today's wild pitch.
There's the dumbass.
You dumbass.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
Dumbass of the day. Guy who shot himself in the crotch.
Gotta be.
Can't top that.
We had a dude who tried to win a machete fight with a weed whacker.
And
which
lost
he lost a finger.
A thumb.
Could have been worse. A digit, if you will. You have the Giants pitcher, Hunter Strickland, who punched a wall, broke his hand. He's out 6 weeks. But we're constantly hearing about that in sports.
It's probably his throwing hand, I would imagine.
Yeah, his right hand. Yeah. Even if it was his left, his glove. I mean, he's got to be able to field. He's out. But really, the runaway leader has got to be the guy who, in the video, it looks like in a gun range, gun lobby. You can see the targets in the wall. He shoves a gun down the front of his pants. Seems to be an employee there.
Yeah, and then goes over to do something else, and he
bends over, and it goes off, and he shoots himself in the groin.
That's why you practice.
That's why you practice.
He bends over. But he's okay. He's standing
it
up.
It went right through. It missed his junk, evidently. Went through his groin and out. A clean right through.
We're assuming. We don't really
Well, that's what the story reports. And that he's in stable condition.
You know.
He's in stable but stupid condition. Dumbass condition.
Yeah. You know, we haven't really been able to source this. And there are fake things on the internet. But it's close enough for us. I mean, we are not going to overlook the guy who shot himself in the jimmies. And he will...
He will now be a tenor for the rest of his life.
Yeah, will
or
he be
a soprano?
Will he be better than the lady who went berserk at the fitness center? Hard to say. We're going to find out Friday when we go into the finals for Dumbass of the Week. You'll vote on that. Don Henley with us in a minute. He's our special guest on Rock Talk, brought to you by Direct Energy. And we have a cool prize to give away right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Got Tim Allen coming to town. He'll be at the Smart Financial Center this September. And you can see him if you're caller 12, 713-343-1075.